is 89.9 WWNO. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled week. Are you making plans, or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for a classic silent movie with a score performed by the new Leviathan Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra, a journey to St. Bernard Parish where a new outdoor production sheds light on Louisiana's disappearing wetlands, news of a new sculpture headed to NoMa, or conversation with the new general manager of WYES-TV. It's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. A silent film comes to life as the new Leviathan Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra performs Beau Geste, the classic 1926 silent motion picture starring Ronald Colman, Noah Beery, and William Powell will screen at the Britannia Theater, with the new Leviathan playing the original score compiled by Hugo Reisenfeld. Joining me to talk about the event that harkens back to a bygone era is Jack Stewart, production manager and flutist with the new Leviathan. Jack, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell me, how did you come to find the original score to this classic film?
This will be our third silent movie that we've done over the 41 years of the orchestra's existence. And when we were doing our first one, we started looking for scores. We found a little cache of scores that had been part of the Sanger Theater Library. By the time we found these, the original use we had for them was over, and so we just packed these away. And one of our new members was just itching to conduct a silent movie, he said. So we pulled him out, and that's how we got into it.
And why would you say that this is especially exciting for the new Leviathan?
We're playing the full score, and this was such a good score, such an interesting score, put together by a really great composer and arranger. And the music is very modern. It's not so melodramatic. We decided to do it up really grand, and my friend Rene Brunet really liked the idea of having this at the Britannia. And we have come up with vaudeville acts beforehand to get everybody set in the mood for a fun time.
Tell me more about that vaudeville act, you say?
Yes, we're having a magician, a tap dancer, and then a juggler, and then another magician for the finale.
So you guys take us back to 1926, not only through music, but through performances also.
Right. Uh-huh. And we're playing in a theater that was built in 1915.
You know, it's funny, they call them silent films, but with a score like this one, the movies, it's anything but silent.
Right. It's very much presence there. And most people don't think of that because most of the time they just hear them. They either see them with just the titles on there that you read, or they hear it with a piano playing, something like that. But this is the real thing. Full orchestra. We've augmented our orchestra with a few people that from the normal instruments we don't have. Viola and French horn and oboe and timpani and bassoon.
And how many people will be performing?
That'll be, plus the conductor and everything, about 25. So it's a pretty good size group.
And the film, Beau Geste, what is it about?
Well, it's about sort of Arabian intrigue and lost jewels. And the Geste brothers going off for spelling the Foreign Legion. And it has a little bit noir aspect to it to just kind of carry over the whole thing. It's been a very popular theme for movies, a very popular book, and then it's been made as a movie 4 times. This is the first. And a lot of people say the best of the 4.
So this is high adventure and drama.
Right.
Now, your orchestra is classified as an American revival orchestra. What does that mean?
We play, you know, some people, especially people from the 20s and 30s, and singers play these things. They call the American Songbook.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we sort of play an extended version of the American Songbook. We play the original American Songbook, and we go from the middle 1880s to the middle 1930s, which includes all sorts of things that were staples of American music. Cakewalks, ragtime, foxtrots, dance music, things that was being done as ballroom dances and theater, pit orchestra music, going up to swing era when the instrumentation changes to really a big band instead of an orchestra. So we're an orchestra. We have strings, we have cello, we have violins, and we have a wind section that goes from being predominantly saxophone and flutists to a combination of all saxophones and clarinet and flute. So we have an orchestral ability.
Now, what are you hoping audiences will remember most from this experience?
Hope that they'll remember a different type of entertainment that people did when they went to a movie. It was a total theatrical experience with an orchestra and with acts on the stage. And that's an era that was sort of been lost. And it's an era where the music was important. At one time, people were saying that silent movies taught America the classics. There were people that would have never been exposed to the classics in music. When they went to theaters, they were played as part of the accompaniment for the motion pictures, and that people were given a good education in music that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
Jack Stewart of the New Leviathan Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
The New Leviathan will perform Beau Jest at the Britannia Theater Thursday, 7:30 p.m. There's a new sculpture on the way for the New Orleans Museum of Art. Eileen Fleming reports that a 20-foot-tall aluminum piece by pop modernist Roy Lichtenstein will soon take the prized placement at the museum's front steps.
It's called Five Brushstrokes. Picture a three-dimensional take on painting. The colors are the bright variety Lichtenstein uses in his signature take on comic book art. They're stacked vertically. The 1984 piece is a gift to the museum from benefactors Sidney and Walda Bestoff, namesakes for the Noma Sculpture Garden adjacent to the main museum. Lichtenstein became famous in the 1950s and 60s alongside Andy Warhol. Five Brushstrokes will replace the soaring silver kinetic sculpture by New Orleans artist Lynn Emery. It will be moved to a permanent place in the sculpture garden. The Lichtenstein piece will be in place by the end of the year. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.
You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack.
Crayuan is what you'll hear the real old Cajun musicians say when they're about to play you a tune that's real beautiful, real heartbreaking. They'll just say, "Here, let me cry you one."
And the heartbreak in this case is the disappearing Louisiana coast. Hannah Pepper Cunningham of the theater ensemble Mondo Bizarro and Sean LaRocca of ArtSpot Productions are bringing awareness to the state's disappearing wetlands with a new outdoor performance they also call Cry You One. Hannah and Sean, welcome to Inside the Arts.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
How are you using the power of art to bring awareness to our disappearing coast?
I think a lot of it has to do with how we're building art from the land itself. A lot of our process has been a process of generating work directly from our experience of being in the central wetlands. We're working in Lower St. Bernard. The central wetlands are an area that has been really severely damaged by the salinization from the Mr. Goh shipping canal, especially after Hurricane Katrina. So we've been working out there. And as we develop the story of how we want to talk about coastal land loss, we're doing that through direct engagement of the land, creating our physical movement pieces and our music by responding to the landscape that's there.
What makes this performance journey unique?
You will join us literally outdoors. You'll cover quite a bit of ground with us. And one of the things that we really want to offer the audience is the same experience that we felt when we found this place. When you walk out there and see what's in front of you for the first time, it's really a moving experience, and it hits you immediately that this is exactly what coastal land loss is all about. Having the opportunity to bring an audience out there and have an artistic and musical and walking experience that repeats that experience that we had is really a great thing for us to offer. The show begins at the Los Isleños Museum. It's the Museum of the Los Isleños Heritage and Cultural Society, which is way down on Bayou Road in Lower St. Bernard Parish. It's a beautiful piece of land that's been beautifully renovated since Katrina. It's a really fascinating part of the culture of Lower St. Bernard Parish. The Isleños are the Canary Islanders who started arriving in Louisiana in the early 1800s and are maintaining a small but well-enforced little society down there. So we'll gather there and then we'll proceed on our pseudo-nature tour.
Folks who come to this production will experience a very close encounter with our natural environment. The experience begins under the auspices of a nature tour, and I think we would all recommend that folks who come to the production come prepared as if you are going to embark on a nature tour, because it is very up close and personal with the central wetlands. So folks coming with sunscreen, bug spray, closed-toe shoes, and that's how it begins, with welcome, here is your introduction to this land. And everyone meets each of the performers as a guide to the place where you have arrived. And the journey that begins with an individual guide becomes a collective journey wherein those guides themselves discover that they have to grapple with the situation facing the coast on a much deeper level than those characters knew at the beginning. And the audience comes along for that journey, all set on the backdrop of the wetlands and the 40 Arpent Canal.
Now, you are one of those guides.
Yes, my character is one of the tour guides with the outfit Mosquito, which stands for Mississippi Outlet Scientists Qualitatively United in Tactful Observation. Probably the most relevant part of her identity to her is that she has two PhDs. She's a woman of science and is very committed to quantitative observation and the scientific method as the strategies that will get us out of the problem facing Southeast Louisiana. And she thinks that through perfecting her computer models, she will be able to suggest the plan for sediment diversions that will maximize the amount of lives saved, land saved, fisheries saved by her work. And as the story progresses, she begins to encounter evidence, information, inputs that don't fit into her models that she can't quantify.
And Sean, as music director, what do you bring to Cry You One?
I love to get people who don't think of themselves as singers to sing. So for the last couple of shows that we've done, I've tried to find a way to invite the audience not only into the sort of witnessing of the show, in this case, the walking of the show, but also into the performing of the show.
And what is your goal in linking us in such a personal way to the land, the people, the culture, and the stories from our coast?
I think one of the things that has emerged out of this process is that the solution to the situation that we're facing with coastal land loss, which is quite dire, will not come from a top-down policy approach. It won't come from something that happens in a room or in a laboratory that's separate from the land. It will emerge out of having deep relationships with the land, out of having deep relationships with people who know and have known the land intimately. And the more that we can all start to listen and experience what our coast and our coastal people are experiencing on that level, the more that we can be allies to the transformation and the healing of this place. And I hope that our work in bringing people closer to the experience of the land, to the experience of the stories of people who live and have lived on the land, can be a step in that direction.
Sean LaRocca and Hannah Pepper Cunningham, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
ArtSpot Productions and Mundo Bizarro present Cry You One, an outdoor performance that journeys into the heart of Louisiana's vanishing wetlands. Performances run October 26th through November 24th. More info at artspotproductions.org and MondoBizarro, BIZARRO.org.
On lit dit dans la Bible, le temps préféré. On lit dans la Bible.
Voices on the Arts is a partnership with NOLA-V and WWNO, featuring eight new leaders of the city's foremost cultural organizations. New Orleans arts institutions have perhaps never gone through this kind of major change all at once. We're hearing from these new executives on what they bring to New Orleans, how they are embracing our culture, and their plans for the future. Today, Alan Pizzotto. He's the new president of public television in New Orleans at WYES, with a long history standing up for the values of public broadcasting. He sees challenges, but also opportunities for local public television to stay relevant in the digital age.
My name is Alan Pizzotto. I'm the president and general manager of WYES-TV. I started here in January of 2013. Prior to that, I was in Birmingham, Alabama, and prior to that, I was in Pensacola, Florida. I've been in public broadcasting for almost 38 years. My initial impression of New Orleans from ages ago was very, very shallow. Party town, we came here for one Mardi Gras, and having moved here, my impression of Mardi Gras changed dramatically when I rode in Hermes on the float. First of all, it starts off in a neighborhood area. And you see families, you see grandparents, you see parents, you see little kids on top of ladders, which at first I was worried they were going to fall off, but I didn't see any of that happening. It is such a family-oriented event, and it really shows you the diversity of the city, the different cultures, the different ethnicities, all mixed in together all along the parade route. It's just a fascinating and crazy day that you walk away from and say, that should be on everybody's bucket list. Plus, my arm was sore. From throwing throws. When I came to WYES and looked at what were their greatest assets, there's no question that it's production. Creating content is key, and I think WYES has done a very, very good job at doing that. With some of the local weekly shows that we do, whether it's Stepping Out or Informed Sources, but also the documentaries that we do, I really believe being aware of your history helps you improve community. It ties you into why it's important that you get involved in the community. Why is it important to be part of, you know, not only enjoy City Park, but help to improve City Park? And my objective is to increase the amount of production, because I think production is king, content's king, and that is what we need to do. I'm also very interested in WYES as an educational institution to create content that we do just for the schools. It has nothing to do with broadcast. Create what I term electronic field trips that are done online, that are interactive, that have materials for teachers. So I think there's an opportunity for us to do production in that area too. And this city is blessed with a wealth of creative, talented people that are in the production area. And to pull some of those talents together, which is what we do as we pull these productions together, that is a huge advantage that New Orleans brings that many other parts of the country don't have. We've already announced that we want to be the media source in New Orleans for New Orleans' tricentennial in 2018. We will be producing a 90-minute documentary. We'll be producing scores of what we call tricentennial minutes, building up to the tricentennial in 2018. We'll be doing a coffee table color high-quality book on the tricentennial of New Orleans. The stories that we're going to be able to tell with the fabulous abilities of the Internet to be able to put those stories out there, whether it's tablets or computers or whatever, smartphones, we will have the ability to disseminate even more the stories of New Orleans. And that's what gets me the most excited.
To learn more about Alan Pizzotto's plans for WYES and Yes.com Productions, go to WWNO.org or NOLAV.com. And we have something extra in our Lanyap Corner. Loyola University's montage series features Austria's own Vienna Boys Choir. Tonight, 7:30, in Holy Name of Jesus Church on Loyola's main campus. More info at montage.loyno.edu. Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra presents a screening of Alfred Hitchcock's film Psycho, with original soundtrack performed live by the LPO. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 26th. More info at lpomusic.com. Operation Pumpkin kicks off Saturday. It's Halloween fun at the shops at Canal Place. Children's hospital doctors will lend their surgical skills to carve jack-o'-lanterns, and kids are encouraged to come dressed in costumes and trick-or-treat throughout the mall. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The shops at Canal Place, 333 Canal Street. That's our show for this week. Inside the Arts is a production of WWNO. Our program is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll go Inside the Arts. I'm Diane Mack.